Hi, it's Stoney.
Stoney. Phil Vasker.
How are you, brother? Phil? How are you, man?
Holy crap. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm awesome. I'm just sitting in Nashville drinking myself some coffee and working on the new show for the year. That's what I'm doing, yeah.
Working on it. You're getting the whole season started out in here in Greensburg for, what, your 20th year? How can that be, Phil? We haven't aged at all.
We go way back, don't we, buddy? We were 19 years old.
That's right.
Think about that.
I got Kristen and Cowboy in here that were pretty much our age when I first saw you.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Hello, man. How have you been? You've been playing? You've been doing all that stuff? What you been up to?
But playing, having fun, listening to your kind of music and going, man, Vassar, you're still writing songs. I was telling the story about the first time I ever heard Carlene, and they said, he's a songwriter in Nashville. It was at a Brooks and Dunn show, and I said, really? And it was like, wow. And that was the first time that I ever heard you, and then seeing you playing in Nashville, you just crushed it, as you always do, man.
You know what? It's just so much fun. I think I'm having more fun playing than I've ever had in my whole life. It's the show's great. It's a great band, and you know, we put together this whole video thing for this year, and it's been intricate, you know. But you know, of course, I have to upgrade my computer skills. But
we all do.
Man, I'm just telling you, it's been fun to do it though. But we're having a good time, man. And it's man, it's always good to see you guys. It's always getting up in Pittsburgh is always the highlight for sure. We've done so many shows there. It's just been so great. You guys have always been so good to us. Appreciate that, too. I really do, Tony.
Hey, Phil, this is Cowboy here. Just got to say, huge fan. Six Pack Summer is still always on my summer playlist. There's no way you could ever get sick of playing that song after all these years. Am I right?
You know what? I think probably of all the songs, you know, it's like every night I always look forward to it. And you know, it's just because everybody just has fun to it. And I think that's what you want. And, you know, you always want to sort of evoke some kind of emotion, whether it's happy, sad, whatever it may be, or party time. And, you know, but Six Pack is just always, it always makes me feel warm inside, you know.
Well, with other people as well.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hey, Phil, it's Kristen. So I was just creeping on your Instagram, and I saw it's your mom's birthday when you kick off the show in Greensburg at the Palace Theater. Is your mom going to be there to celebrate?
You know what? My mom may be coming to the show. So she's like, look, I want to be with you on my birthday. I said, oh, Mom, how sweet. It's like she didn't want to be with me any other day. But I mean, anyway.
Well, yeah, it's her birthday. Come on.
Yeah, she's so sweet. But you know, I'm going to be in Charlottesville that same weekend. So she said, I'm trying to decide if I want to come. Because sometimes she'll just come get on the bus with me. I just ride around.
Well,
her, loves it.
Her birthday gift should be coming to Pittsburgh because it is the best place on earth, right?
It is for sure, man. I love it. I got a lot of friends coming, and I'm pumped. So it's just fun that we kind of get to kick off the first show. Of course, it could be good or bad for you guys.
It'll be great. I was going to say, how many Vassarettes do you think will be in the audience come Thursday night?
Man, I don't know. I hope a lot of them.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm sitting here trying to learn. Kind of like, that's as far as I know. That's all I got.
Phil Vassar playing the piano right now. This is fantastic.
I'm sitting here trying to learn my songs again. I've been off for, you know, we just did the Christmas tour with Lone Star. And
yeah.
It was amazing. We had so much fun on that deal. And then, so it's like I really haven't had a real show in a little bit. So I'm like, wait a minute. How does... What key is that? Just
I think that's funny with all the songs you've written over the years and you've been performing so many years and doing such great shows. I guess it does get a little confusing. You go, how does that start? What key? What do I play it on? I think it's great.
Well, it's always fun. And, you know, we never have a set list. We just start playing songs and that, you know, it's never the same every night, which is because if you did that, to me, it just gets, you can always tell when those guys do the same show, same move, same head bob, same
true
dance every night.
Mm-hmm. True.
And it just seems a little bit put on. But, you know, it keeps it fresh for us. And it's like we do a lot of songs from a lot of the records. You know, 10 albums later, you're still just, you know, exploring and doing different songs. It's fun.
You still do Piano Man in your set?
You know what? I think I've definitely done Piano Man way more times than Billy Joel's ever done.
When you were first starting out, and like playing little clubs and little bars. What was your favorite cover song that you would always do?
Oh, man. You know what? It's hard to say because I used to do so many different kinds of songs. And, you know, I'd always do, you know, of course, if you're playing clubs, you've always got to do. You got to do that. It's always fun, but I always love doing
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like easy, like Sunday morning and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you know, it was always fun because I could do a Jimmy Buffett song and then do, you know, a song that I'd written. And, you know, I would do I'm All Right or Bye Bye or whatever it was, you know, and just to see if, you know, people liked the songs, and ended up doing those songs just as much as I did, you know, any Elton John or Billy Joel songs, which was good.
Well, Phil, it's not going to be a concert. It's going to be a party January 24th, 7:30 to Palace Theater in Greensburg. You're kicking off the tour with songs that you remember. I think that's going to be a ball.
I hope I remember. With songs I hope I remember.
Phil, thanks for taking the time with us this morning. Always good to talk with you, and we'll see you in Greensburg. And you know you're welcome here anytime, all the time.
Oh, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait to see you, bro.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
See you then.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you, Phil.